There is a Buddha within us that is returning to itself. And externally, there is a Buddha guiding us. So what do we have to worry about? Then why is it that we are not able to attain Buddhahood? Why is it that we don't have belief? We should be full of faith and confidence. And I really believe for somebody who wishes to be free from samsara and attain enlightenment, the most joyful, the most precious thing in our life is to have met a Vajraguru. This really, in this precious human life, most precious is to have met a living Buddha. And the Buddha has appeared before my eyes and is here to save me. Such an incredible, benevolent, compassionate, kind Guru. What merit can compare to having this, a living Buddha, appear before us? If the Guru doesn't teach the Dharma, and the students just come and bring a red packet, an offering, and just pats them on the head or blesses their head, in this case, how are the students going to be able to attain Buddhahood? What are they going to practice? Both the student and the teacher mustn't act like this. They must take responsibility. The guru should have an idea of what the student needs. What is it the student needs? Is Dharma. The guru must teach the Dharma. And what is it that students need? You must practice, you must listen and follow the instructions, not just think that you bring some offering. You must be pure, you must be diligent, you must be conscientious. Both the student and the teacher must take responsibility. If you come here and all that happens is you give me an offering and I give you a blessing, and then when you leave, what is our connection? What's the point of us just knowing each other? Is there any benefit in this? See, when people say, oh, Rinpoche is coming, and everybody's full of joy and happiness, and everybody goes and eats together with Rinpoche, but they don't receive any teachings, any guidance, any pith instructions. Is this meaningful? And then we think back, oh, I spent a few days with Rinpoche, but I didn't receive anything. And maybe we do this again and again and lose the opportunity. Don't follow the guru like this. Make the most important thing about having the guru is to receive the Dharma. Most important is that the guru teaches the Dharma. And then the rest is not so important. If we don't do it like this, then what is the point of us meeting the guru? What is the point of our relationship? Is this just not a continuation of samsara? If we all spend time together and have a good time, however, we carry on in samsara. What is the meaning of this? Is this not the same as everybody else? Many of you have been practicing for a very long time and you're very clear about this. But why am I mentioning this? Is because for all of those students that are now coming up, that they mustn't be like this. The important thing is that we request for the Dharma. And definitely the guru must teach the Dharma. Is the purpose of all of this not that we free ourselves from the cycle of samsara? And if the guru doesn't teach, then how are the ignorant sentient beings going to be able to attain enlightenment? And if you don't teach the Dharma and there's all of these sentient beings around you that are suffering in samsara, do you not think that this is very sad? Do you not look at their sad situation? Do you not have compassion for them? If all we do is walk around following the guru, if that is what it means to be a guru, then I wouldn't want to be a guru. We must be clear about what the true Dharma is and what teaching the true Dharma is, and how this guru can teach the Dharma, and how all of the surrounding students can support the guru, and with right mindfulness and right awareness, practice the true Dharma. And with the right mindfulness and awareness to practice the pith instructions and the togal practices and benefit oneself, and at the same time those students with which we have arising causes, we can help them and guide them. And this is what we really should do. Really consider this, think about the future, and practice very, very well. And when you have the ability, benefit sentient beings, benefit them well. If you can guide one person, let them practice, that they may take refuge, that they engage in virtuous activities, is really of boundless merit. And at the end of the day, most important is that we ourselves must practice well. Go home and really consider this. And really, in terms of Buddhism, we don't have to understand too many reasonings. Just know how to practice. This is what is most important. This is the advantage of having the guru, is what? To tell us and to guide us how to practice. There's a plate in front of you. Put the food in front of you. All you have to do is eat it. This is what the benefit is that the guru brings to us. That we can practice the Dharma. We don't have to do too many mental exercises. All of the instructions, the pith instructions, the teachings that the guru has given us. What do we have to do? Go and practice them. And in this way, very quickly we can attain enlightenment. Why do you think it is that we can't attain enlightenment? We have this precious human life. We've met with the Dharma. We've met with the guru. We're receiving great perfection teachings. The conditions we have, the merit we have. We have health. What are we lacking in terms of practice? All the conditions to be able to practice we have. However, if we don't master this and use this, and we delay and delay, then all sorts of difficulties and obstacles arise. Maybe difficulties or danger to our life, birth, old age, sickness, and death. And then what happens? We look back and we think, oh, I was on this earth as a human for so long. I met such a great guru and he taught me so many great pith instructions. The essence of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and Dharma protectors, the guru transmitted to me. However, I didn't practice. If this is the case, definitely we'll feel sad or remorse. All of those things that I thought was so important, that I thought was going to bring me so much happiness, didn't do what I thought it was going to do. In fact, it might have brought me more suffering. However, those dharmas, those teachings, the instructions, the guidance that would free us from suffering, from life after life, these instructions and teachings we didn't pay attention to or we didn't think was important. And this is the case, definitely later we'll feel remorse. If that's the case, then already that's too late. Don't do this. Such great opportunity, Dharma, merit, something that will benefit us this life and future lives. Why do we not cherish this? And we really don't have to do so much. If we just take 30% of our day and practice, and if we do this every day after a few years, really you will be an incredibly good practitioner. With respect to samsara, we work so hard, we're so conscientious, we're so diligent, we keep on going, irrespective of our fears and our afflictions, we continue. And the end result is impermanence arises. And all of this comes to an end. All of these material achievements, can you take them with you when you die? However, all of your negative karma you can take with you. And it might be that all our negativity might take us in a moment down to the three lower realms. And why? Because of all your negativities in this life and that you didn't repent them. And the second is that we are continuing this habit of negativity. And in a moment something might happen, we die, and then very quickly we just descend into the lower realms, maybe animal realm, hungry ghost realm, hell realm. We really have such a great opportunity, such good merit. We have this precious human life. And are we not clever people? Do we not have wisdom? So use this great opportunity well. Practice, practice diligently. Give yourself strict requirements in terms of your practice. This is what I really wanted to share with everybody today. Even although everybody is practicing and practicing conscientiously, it is still insufficient. Everybody's faith is sufficient, however, your diligence and your practice is insufficient. Enough faith in the The Dharma and the Guru, however, insufficient faith in ourselves. This is why today I give you this put the instruction. Observe for yourself that you have belief in yourself, that you believe in your own Buddha nature. And moment by moment, as we are returning back to our true nature of mind, that we confirm to ourselves, I am a Buddha. This true nature of mine exists and give rise to belief in oneself. Do you all understand? If we give rise to these three great beliefs, belief in the Guru, belief in the Dharma, belief in ourselves, truly whoever has this can attain Buddhahood. And I really believe this for all of you.
Some more.